AP News for Friday, June 4th. I'm Tim McGuire. Two San Diego police officers are dead after their car was struck by a driver going the wrong way on an interstate highway. The officer's car was hit by another car going at a high rate of speed down the wrong way on Interstate 5 south of downtown San Diego. California Highway Patrol says a female driver was also killed after her car slammed into the officer's sedan and burst into flames. A former Trump White House lawyer finally goes before a House committee on Russia's involvement with the 2016 Trump campaign.
The House Judiciary Committee questioned former White House counsel Don McGahn all day behind closed doors, 2 years after they sought his testimony in the impeachment case against Donald Trump. Committee Vice Chair Madeleine Dean says McGahn's testimony brought to life the pages of the Mueller report into the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia and whether the former president tried to obstruct the investigation.
That which was going on, the pressure that he was under, the pressure that other aides were under by the president to direct Rod Rosenstein to oust Special Counsel Mueller.
But Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says,
"We've learned nothing new."
It's not clear what the committee will do with the information, but one lawmaker says it's important to study the past to plan for the future. I'm Jackie Quinn.
559,000 jobs were added last month, not quite what economists were looking for, as the economy continues to quickly recover from the pandemic downturn. President Biden says it bodes well for the long term.
Jobs are up, wages are up, manufacturing is up, growth is up, people gaining health care coverage is up, and small business confidence is up. America is finally on the move again.
PNC economist Gus Fauchet.
I expect that job growth will remain pretty good throughout the rest of 2021 and into 2022.
This is AP News. A U.S. intelligence report on unidentified flying objects is due soon. AP correspondent Noman Merchant.
This report, which is still being finalized, finds that there isn't a definitive explanation for around 120 reported incidents of UFOs, according to one of the officials that we spoke to. It also finds that there's no evidence that these phenomena are from secret U.S. programs, and it doesn't establish a definitive link to alien life, but it doesn't rule it out either.
Two sources say the report, which is expected to go to Congress later in the month, says the government cannot give a definitive explanation of aerial phenomena spotted by military pilots. In December, Congress required the Director of National Intelligence to summarize and report on the government's knowledge of unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs, better known to the public as unidentified flying objects, or UFOs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.